Hello, I am Jake from Vsauce 3, and you have the pleasure of listening to This Week in Geek.net.
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think you would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back, they're gonna save the world. And TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back, they're gonna save the world of geeks. This Week in Geek. This Week in Geek.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to This Week in Geek, and I'm your host, of course, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Well, guys, it is a lovely weekend here in Toronto. I hope you guys are out there doing something interesting this weekend. And, well, I'll be doing something interesting this weekend. If you are down in the Toronto area, and I highly recommend you come check this out, there is this thing going on this weekend called Buffer Festival. What this is, think of it as kind of a YouTube festival, kind of celebrating the best of YouTube. They got guys out there such as Rhett and Link, the guys from Epic Mealtime are there, and a very special guest, a guy I'm actually going to be interviewing in just a minute here. You may know him from the channel known as Vsauce3. This is the guy who does Game Loot, Dong, and all sorts of other interesting videos on his channel. I'm talking about Jake, and I want to welcome Jake Roper to the show. Jake, how are you enjoying Toronto today?
I love it. It's my first time here, and it is fantastic.
Excellent stuff. Well, I'm really glad that you decided to come to Buffer Festival. And for those of you that aren't necessarily familiar with Buffer Festival, what is it and why are you here?
Fantastic question. Buffer Festival is kind of, it's a YouTube convention, but done through the lens of a film festival. So they have screenings for different YouTube creators and panels and Q&As and meetups. It's very, very interesting.
Now, because you've been a presence on YouTube for, I think, just a little over 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is some of the stuff that you would, example, talk about in a panel discussion at one of these events?
Generally, I would talk about using, the main thing is kind of using pop culture and stuff like that as a form of education, as kind of like a jumping off point to talk about concepts that generally we would kind of find boring. So I do that. And I really talk a lot about collaboration and working with other creators and kind of finding other people to work with that would make good companions.
Now, one of the things that I've really, really come to like about the Vsauce family of channels is, as you mentioned, it's about education. And your channel tends to focus more on the fantastic, the fictional, and honestly, just some really plain awesome stuff. Most notably, I'm looking at some of your content right now. And one of the videos that I really thought grabbed my attention, especially in this day and age of security and privacy, you did a video called Is Watch Dogs Possible?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know a little bit more about that. Basically, what kind of research goes into doing pieces like that, where you're looking at a piece of interactive fiction, such as the game Watch Dogs, and then trying to apply those concepts to real life?
Totally. So with that, generally for those episodes, it takes about a month of research, and it's finding everything. I want to know everything so I can help use that to build this narrative story that I'm trying to tell. So that is a lot of reading books and reading studies, and luckily there's so many amazing conferences just on hacking and things like that, that there's all these great videos that you can find and presentations. So with that, it was mainly that, but I will say one thing that I did after researching that episode, I started putting a little sticky note over my webcam.
I remember once upon a time when people used to freak out over the Microsoft Kinect camera sort of being this evil, invasive device in our homes. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Well, that's the thing, though, like, which I kind of realized, and it sounds a little bit conspiracy theory-ish, but it's, you know, when that light turns on your webcam, that's a courtesy. It doesn't have to turn on.
That's true.
It doesn't need to tell you that it's on.
So they could be in our homes right now, so to speak. Some of the other episodes you've done, maybe not so quite conspiracy nutty, but one of my other favorites is, could Godzilla exist? How do you research something like that?
That's a great question. With that, it was kind of just taking, obviously, the scale of Godzilla and just figuring out the numbers from that. And then we obviously just know what the largest thing on Earth is, so you just kind of use those numbers as a comparison and then talk about kind of the physics and the biology of creatures that we have known to exist.
So one of the other things that I've kind of noticed about you, and I don't think it's unfair to say this, you're a huge nerd. So when you get a chance to put together things like the kind of game loop, basically, where does the process start to finding these really weird items, like, say, the giant kind of Snorlax bed or the Krang belt buckle or like stuff like that?
That show is pretty much just me scouring the internet, which I just do anyway on the daily basis. So it's whatever I find on Tumblr or on like weird websites or on DeviantArt. I just kind of hunt them down, and if I think it's cool, then that's kind of my barometer for, okay, this could be cool for an episode then.
So what is about the weirdest thing that's probably gotten cut from an episode?
The weirdest thing for a game loot would probably be, there was this really weird suit for a dog that, like, it wouldn't have fit for a game loot, but it's something that I found and I wanted to talk about, I didn't, but it was a suit for a dog that looks like a baby. So it's like you put a baby suit on your dog, but it looks really weird, like, because the tongue's sticking out and the ears are out and the tail's there, but it's supposed to look like a human baby.
I'm just trying to visualize this, and it's the stuff of nightmares. That is so weird. So kind of doing this stuff, I mean, do you get like a lot of firsthand with it? Like, do companies get a chance to actually send you this stuff to say, hey, check kind of this out?
We get, to be entirely honest, we get offers from brands to have stuff like, oh, we'd love to put this in loot, or even like people, when I feature it, they want to send me the stuff. But generally, we don't ever accept that, because it's more of just, I don't know, it feels, if I want it, like if I like it enough to feature an episode, I'll just buy it myself. Like, I liked it, I just want to support them. Generally, that's how it goes. We don't really accept anything from people who just buy it if we really like it. Because, you know, we're the same as the people watching it. We're just really enthusiastic about whatever we're showing.
Now, what is the weirdest thing you've bought that you've featured on your channel?
So this is something I was going to feature. This is kind of a background. I was going to feature it. It was a beetle, like one of those big beetles, dead, obviously, pinned onto a board, but dressed as a Jurassic Park character, actually dressed as Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park. So I was going to feature that, but I purchased it, and it was the only one that existed, so then it was no longer available for sale, so I had to cut it from the episode.
That is the weirdest thing I think I've ever heard, or at least definitely in the last 6 months. That's definitely up there. So as you've gone working with like Michael from like kind of Vsauce, I know you have a filmmaking background. What are some things that you've learned along the way that maybe you weren't necessarily taught in school, especially since you're creating within the YouTube space?
I mean, honestly, the biggest thing is I'm doing a lot more math and physics and just science in general than I ever thought I would be doing. So that's been an experience of learning there. But really the thing, and I think it sounds kind of cheesy, but I really like it, and this is what you learn in kind of any art discipline, is that you never have money to make anything. So figuring out how you can make something incredible with no resources. Like, all our videos we make by ourselves. So it's, what can I do that'll keep it interesting and keep me excited with what little I have, which I think is really, really cool.
So basically, how does a typical episode for you start, basically from concept right to finished product? You said it takes about a month of research to do something, but what are all the steps in between that?
Yeah, so I come up with an idea, and I need to have the video title before I can actually make the video. I need to be able to like visualize it in my head. So I do that, and then I kind of come up with my hypothesis, right, my theory, and then I have my conclusion. And then I start researching it to see if what I think is going to happen will actually happen. And that's what that month is. It's just reading so many books and like reading studies and all this stuff. And then once I get it and I have everything condensed into a form that kind of makes sense, I then take about 2 days to write the script, take a day to film it, and then a day to edit it.
Wow, that's a really quick turnaround considering all the production, because I noticed with you guys specifically, you have like a really fast editing style. Like it's always like, you know, like clip. So have you ever had an episode that you've worked on that has just kind of stumped you, like you didn't quite know where to go with it?
Yeah, I've had, so with every video, and I think CGP Grey had a great quote with this, where it's something like every video that actually gets made, there were five that didn't. So I had one in particular. Actually, I made a video called Three Pokemon That Kill You, and that came out of one that I was going to make just about Pikachu killing you. And it turned out, after doing a lot of research, that, you know, he probably couldn't really kill you. So I had to scrap that. But I had done everything for that episode. So the Three Pokemon That Could Kill You came out of that one not existing.
One of the other things that I've kind of noticed about your channel is you do a lot of video game stuff, specifically like Fact Surgery. Mm. How do those come about? Like, do you take apart these systems, or like, how do you get all that information, and like, how do you get all those shots?
I've always loved stop motion. I've always loved animation, but I've never been good at drawing. So the only kind of animation I can do is stop motion, because it's just working with things that other people have created. So with that, yeah, it's just, you know, I have a camera, a little Canon camera that I mount onto an arm that's pointing down, and then I just dissect the thing. I take it apart first, put the facts in it, then, you know, put it back together, and then take it apart again on camera. But it's just thousands and thousands of photos.
Now, do the systems work after you take them apart again?
Generally, not. So, hold on. A lot of them are broken to begin with. I buy them, because that show would cost me a lot of money if they were all working. So, like, with the Nintendo, the old Nintendos and Dreamcast, those are all broken units. And then the PlayStation, the Xbox, those, and the Nintendo Wii, those new ones were working. And the PlayStation still works. The Xbox and the Wii do not.
That makes me sad. So I guess, Jake, to kind of begin to close this out, what are some of the things that you're going to be doing this weekend in Toronto at Buffer Festival?
At Buffer Festival? Well, I mean, this doesn't necessarily pertain to Buffer, but the first thing I'm going to do is, there's a place called Smokes. Is that what it's called?
Oh, Smokes Poutinerie, right?
Yes.
Everybody talks about that who's from America. It's amazing. Actually, I should send you a list. There's a list. I saw this on my Facebook the other day, and it's 17 fast food joints you have to try in Toronto. That is one of them. And there's a place, depending on where Buffer Fest is happening, I'll have the information in the episode post for those of you that are listening. There's a place called the Burger Priest. You've got to try that too.
Yes. I would love, if you could send me this list, that'd be insane. I will just spend the rest of the weekend doing that. But besides eating 17 fast food restaurant stuff, what else am I doing? On Sunday, I'm doing a science and education panel with Matthew Santoro and ASAP Science, so that'll be really cool.
Oh, wow.
And besides that, just hanging out with my other YouTube friends, because, you know, we don't really get to see each other very much.
And YouTube is that unique platform where it's literally all community, and it's really exciting to actually see events like this happen, because there is VidCon that happens, I think, in California, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. There's always the big meetups in New York. Everybody always seems to meet up at, like, a PAX or a PAX East or whatever. I gotta say, I'm really sad that I can't make it this weekend, because it's just one of those unfortunate times that I'm just super, super busy. So what is your schedule? Like, when does your talk happen on Sunday?
That is a fantastic question. I believe it's at noon on Sunday.
All right, so, and you're doing that with Matt Santoro, and he does that usually like 10 facts or 50 facts that'll blow your mind stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I will put a link to his channel in the episode post as well, guys, so you can see who Jake will be working with. Jake, I really got to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come talk with us here on This Week in Geek. I really wish I could make your panel. Now, will your panel be available online later?
That I do not think it will be.
That's heartbreaking.
I could hear your heartbreak through the phone. I'm so sorry. Actually, I could hear it outside, even though you're not here. It was that loud. But you should come. You know, not to peer pressure you, because live your own life, be your best self. But you should come.
All right, guys. Well, that was my interview with Jake Roper from Vsauce3, a fantastically interesting guy. Seriously, go check out his channel. Although, fair warning, if you watch Game Loot, I promise you, your PayPal account will be into negative balance probably within about two or three episodes. I'm just giving you that kind of heads up now. But it's a great way to waste some time. It's a great way to learn some really, really cool stuff. And also, check out Vsauce 1 and Vsauce 2. It's a great network of channels. Also, he mentioned Matt Santoro. He's a really cool guy. I really enjoy his stuff. So make sure you check out all these YouTube people. Like I said, that is Bufferfetch. You can find out more information. I'm going to post more in the episode post, but you guys can go check that out. Like I said, the guys from Epic Mealtime are going to be here. Rhett and Link. All sorts of people. Go check it out. You want to. I want to. We'll see what happens. So guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. I'll catch you guys again next time, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't make it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? That 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Whoa, my God. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.